station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for any available crew and quick T2 action.
Go ahead on 2.
We are getting ready to do the saping for the T2 yearly maintenance, and we need help shutting down the T2 GUI. So when you have a minute, if you could hit system shutdown on the T2 GUI and just verify for us that it turns off.
Copy. System shutdown on the T2 GUI. But leave laptop up and running. We'll go ahead and do that and let you know.
Okay, thank you.
Houston Station, the T2 GUI application has been shut down.
Copy, thanks for your help.
So, AeroLocom 2 for EME Resize.
Morning, Sophie. Go ahead for EME Resize.
Good morning. Just as a heads up, I'm setting up Node 1 camera as well. The airlock camera and your monitor, and welcome to come on board.
Copy, thanks for setting that up.
Welcome.
Houston Station, check on 2 for T2 minutes.
Go ahead for T2.
I want to get the vacuum cleaner out and clean up a couple of these dusty sections while I've got some extra access to the T2 area. I know we normally secure the smoke detector system in Node 3 when we do that. I'm not sure if you guys want to do that, if T2 is near enough to that to cause a problem.
Thanks for checking. We're going to inhibit those smoke detectors and we'll let you know when it's done and you're ready to proceed.
Copy. Thank you.
Send airlock on 2 for stowage.
So we were about 10 seconds to a handover. I'll catch you on the other side.
Copy.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Sophie. We're back with you.
So in step 1 decimal 2, in order to retrieve the leg assemblies, was directed by the stowage note to go look in CTB5462, in which I found already the lower arms, so that was successful. But it seems that in the CTV there are only lower arms, so I was wondering for the leg assemblies 361, 362, do you have an alternate location?
Checking. Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for Jack.
Go for Jack on 2.
Node 3 smoke detectors are inhibited. Happy vacuuming.
Thanks very much. Scuba, this is Chris on 3. I was wondering if it's okay if I get started with my my spirulina tasks a little bit early.
Good morning, Chris. You can move up your yellow activity, except plant X unit detachment, because we need to deactivate plant X unit beforehand.
Chris is on 2. Yep, copy all. I have the GenCam 2 already turned on, so you're welcome on board on that, and I will start getting the getting everything sorted out, but I will hold off on what you need the saving for. Thank you.
Copy. Thanks for the setup, and we are coming on board.
Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for Sophie and Stowage ID.
Fields with you on 2.
We came up with one alternate idea of where those EMU leg assemblies might be whenever you're ready to copy.
I'm ready to copy.
Okay. So I recommend taking a look inside of 1.0 CTB serial number 1015, which should be labeled EMU legs number 1. We think that is located at airlock 1, overhead 1, rack front, inside of MO2 bag 1010.
1.0 CTB 1015, MO2 bag 1010. Thank you.
Good copy.
Houston, airlock 2.
With you on two, Sophie.
DTB 115 was the correct one, and I found them. Yay! Thanks, Megan and the team.
Awesome. Well, glad you have some extra legs.
Stand station on 2, Jack for T2, just double checking the T2 rack is powered off in step 3.1.
T2 rack is powered off, you are good to proceed.
We'll keep proceed, thanks.
Station airlock Sophian 2 for stowage.
I'm with you on 2 for stowage.
The 2.0 CQB that I'm supposed to put the lower arms and the legs assemblies in is already overstuffed. I think it's something I had reported earlier already. This one is EVA SpaceX 34 return. And I think, so not only I cannot put anything inside it, but I also think in order to preserve the hardware, it should be a little bit less stuffed. So I had mentioned this earlier when I prepared this, and so we would need to find another storage, I guess another MT 2.0, where I would put the two legs and two lower arms that I have retrieved from my EMU, and maybe if we have a new 2.0 CTB, maybe we could also retrieve some overstuff from 4058 in order to have an easier process for packing SpaceX 34 when it will be packed.
Thanks for that info, Sophie. We don't have an ISO right now, but we will check with them on Orbit 2 and get back to you with some new stowage info.
Okay, so in the meantime, I will temp stow everything in Node 1, Deck 1.
Copy, Node 1, Deck 1.
So that will be this 2.0 CTD that needs to have less stuff in it, and also the two mesh bags with the legs assembly and lower arms that I just retrieved for EMU 3003.
Copy all, good plan.
And with that, that's procedure complete.
Houston, copy.
Houston, station Jackson 2 for T2, step 5.2.
Hey, Jack, go ahead on 2.
I am looking at the T2 drive valve, and it's not centered on the T2 drive pulley, kind of sliding off the station starboard side a millimeter or two. It's just not quite centered on fully. I just want to double check if there's a margin there or what's the right answer.
Okay, copy the question, we're checking. Station Houston on 2, back with you, Jack. The answer we've got for you is right in the next step 5.3, so the exceedance that's allowable is plus or minus an eighth of an inch. If it's more than that, then you can step into that star block and do some tensioning.
Houston Station, okay. I'm reading 5.3, and that seems like talk about you know, when the tension of the belt itself, like as you push on the side of it, how much it moves left and right. And just so we're on the same page, I don't think that's quite what I'm talking about here. It's not the tension of the belt. It's like the physical location on the T2 gear. Like it's normally when you see these belts, they're fully centered on the gear itself. And here, the belt is off-centered on the gear and kind of hanging over the side of it by, you know, maybe not quite an eighth of an inch. Yeah, I'm happy to bring the Node 3 camera on if that's useful for you.
Okay, yeah, we'd love a camera view, but we're also curious, do you think it's going to be something you can easily move to recenter?
The push on the side of the belt does not appear that it's going to slide easily towards the center.
Copy that it's not easy to move. We'll take a look when we get that camera view up. All right, Jack, we see the view. We're taking a look. All right, Jack. Yeah, this is a really good view. We need to talk about it here. We think we're going to let you continue, but we just need a few minutes for BME to check in. But if you're able to also take a photo, so we've got a still view as well, that would be excellent. We think we're going to hopefully get engineers when they come in to get a really good assessment of this specific item, but I'll let you know when we can proceed soon.
Okay, copy. I'll grab some stills, and the next steps are cleaning the slats and stuff. Are you guys happy with me proceeding on that, or do you want me to just stand down until you guys talk about it?
Go to proceed.
Okay, go to proceed. Houston Station, TQ, belt misalignment, photos on FSC-7.
FSC-7, thank you.
Houston, Cynthia and Pfeiffer, stowage go back.
Both for stowage.
So instead of leaving the leg assembly and lower arm assembly in mesh bags in Node 1 temp stow, in order to protect the hardware, and probably it will be a final decision anyway, but I did put them in bubble wrap into a new 2.0 CTB that I retrieved. This 2.0 CTB has plenty of room inside, even with the four items I did put inside. The number is 4080, and I relabeled it EVA Space 6 Return 2. And this I will temp stow in Node 1 Deck 1. So hardware is fully protected, and there's some room in it if ISO decides that it's a good idea to retrieve some items from the other one, the EVA Space 6 Return, which is 4058 into this one, which has more room inside.
Copy all. We'll pass it along to ISO.
Thanks. Send from Sophie and 2 for a message.
Worthy on to you, Sophie.
I have the man camera right now.
We don't have it up right now, but we could get it if that'd be helpful.
Or maybe you need one camera.
Yep, we have the Node 1 camera.
Just wanted to pass a message to Brendan. So, a message from Brendan on Node 1 camera.
All right, we are not seeing you on the Node 1 camera yet, but we've got our eyes out.
Thank you, Sophie. That's very sweet. Appreciate it.
Let me see on this message. There are 4 smiles. The signs of crew, 12 each crew member. Thank you.
Go team, you guys are the best.
It's because we're supported by the best teams on ground. Houston Station, Sophie on 2 for T2.
Go ahead, Sophie, Orbit 2 is with you.
For the Crytox Greece, barcode 0027558 Juliet, as mentioned in the stow notes, there was one full Crytox tube and another one that was not full, and after this procedure, I discard one empty one, and so there will be only one full tube into this zipper bag.
All right, one tube left, and we copy. Thank you.
And just as a heads up, there is also another Ziploc full of 3 Crytox grease tubes.
Okay, copy.
In the same CTV.
Okay, copy. One Ziploc with 3 other tubes.
Yep, good feedback.
Houston, Chris on 2 with a question about CASA and E4D stowage.
Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, I just wanted to put some big picture questions in your guys' radar. So I'm working on my CASA bump out collapse, but CASA is currently full of a bunch of stowage for E4D, as well as it looks like 3 2.0 CTVs, which are the ECOX from Crew 11. I have to kind of remove some of the stuff to collapse the bump out and do a little bit of stowage reconfig. And I just wanted to kind of, I guess, ask the question. A lot of the E4D items are needed to be accessed pretty frequently for reconfiguring for different E4D exercises. And having these 3 2.0 ECOX sort of in here just makes that a bit harder to do and less efficient. And I just wanted to ask whether we're planning on keeping these 2.0s in here long-term or whether I'm just going to try to reconfigure some things to make things a little bit more efficient for E4D stowage while I'm at the bump-out collapse.
All right, we're checking. All right, Chris, back with you. So we want to keep the ECOX in CASA, but you can rearrange and move them around as necessary, but we'll work a longer-term better solution for you.
Copy all. Yeah, I think just like longer term on the radar, thinking about things is a lot of these various E4D kits need access for depending on what E4D exercise is being done. And so trying to stow them in a way where they're kind of immediately accessible is probably high value. So, you know, CASA slash the overhead four is a reasonable place for them, but, you know, there's enough of them that some stuff will end up in the back layer. So maybe putting some in the starboard end cone of Columbus would also make sense. Nothing needed to do now, but just I think something to think about for making things operationally efficient in the future. And we can, I think, try to iterate on what makes sense as we get into using E4D more.
Yep, copy all makes sense, and we got ISO working on it.
Awesome, thanks very much.
Station on 2 for a quick SSC item, but it's okay, nothing is broken.
Houston Station, Jack is on 2 for the SSC item that's not broken.
Copy, on 2 with you, Jack. SSC 17 in Node 2. Pluto asks that you guys are hands-off from 1400 to 1430 while they do a dug checkout from the ground.
Awesome. Hands-off of 1400 to 1430. We got it.
Station Sophie and 2 for PTV.
Go ahead, Sophie.
How's the view for the UPS software update ops?
Checking.
Note 3 camera. Is facing SSC 25.
Still checking.
Okay.
All right, Sophie, thanks for bearing with us on that. We do have a good view of SSC 25.
Great. Thank you. And I'm going to head up to the cupola right now for the com check on the, from the cupola ITU. And if I don't hear back from you, I'll come back here for a report.
Copy. And actually, there's a little delta to that when you're ready to copy.
I'm ready to copy.
All right. So Cronus is saying that basically we want you to do a com check with me, and I'll do a com check back. And we do expect it to work. Then they'll reconfigure some things on the ground. We'll do the com check again, and we don't expect it to work.
Okay, great. Thanks for the heads up. Sophie and 2, com check from the cupola.
Loud and clear, Sophie. How me?
Loud and clear, 2. Great news. So I'll let you work. How much time do you need to for adjusting something?
5 minutes, please. And we just want to make sure that there is nothing plugged into that ETU.
So checking, there is, there's just the handheld mic and there's a device that is called Cupola ATU Flexible Cover that is at the bottom of this ATU. And other than that, I don't see anything plugged in. J2 has nothing plugged in and is capped.
Copy. So actually, I'm hearing that we'd like you to do the comm check without the mic and just use the built-in microphone. And
copy, built-in microphone.
Yeah.
So I'll remove the mic.
Thank you. Station on 2 for Sophie. Comm check without the external microphone.
So from Sophie. So without the microphone, it seems that you cannot hear me.
Copy. I did not hear you. Are you pushing the PTT button on the actual ATU itself?
I was pushing the PTT, and right now I'm pushing the PTT of the handheld mic because I did put it back so that I could talk to you. But yeah, I can try again if you want. But yeah, I was definitely pushing the PTT.
Copy. We don't have anything else for you right now, then, until we reconfigure on the ground. Did you hear me through the speaker, though?
Speaker, I heard you very well, loud and clear.
Okay, Sophie. So, yeah, what we'd like you to do is unplug the microphone again. Cronus will take their actions, and then in about 5 minutes, we can tag up and do the comm check again.
Okay, I'll unplug the microphone with a timer. 5 minutes, and we'll be back in 5 minutes.
Copy. Station on 2 for Sophie and voice checks.
Station Sophie and Sue Fern from Note 3 ATU. I could hear you loud and clear for once in the past minute, and I guess you could not hear me back.
Okay, copy. And we want to try it one more time with the microphone plugged in, but before we do that, when you press the push to talk on the ATU, did the little transmit light up?
Hey, Sam, when I press the push to talk, I see the transmit light on.
Okay, copy, thanks. That's good info. All right, well, if you can please plug the microphone back in and give me a comm check. We are just about finished with this activity.
Okay, so I just did that comm check from the ATU with a handheld mic, and I guess you could not hear me. We could not hear my comm check on the other ATU inside station as well.
Copy. Good info. So that closes out this activity. I do have an answer to your stowage questions from Orbit 1 whenever you're ready.
I am ready to copy.
All right. So I think this is what the question was, because I wasn't here. But you are go to move items from CTB 4058 into 4080. If you could just please let us know what those are. And then you can stick 4080 in the node 2 forward end cone.
Copy, I understand. I'm going to move some items, which I will describe to you in the crew note, from 4058 into 4080, and then after I will stow 4080 into node 2 forward end cone.
Yep, good read.
Thanks. And what? Piece of fish on 2 for UPA software.
Go ahead on 2 for UPA software.
Pete, looking for safing in step 2.1.
All right, safing is in place in 2.1. You are go.
Happy go, thanks. Mission on 2 for UPA software.
Okay, with you on 2, go ahead.
So the procedure has me rotating the WRS rack door out of the way, but of course the toilet and stall are here, so we can't actually open that door all the way. I am just wondering if I can, the procedure makes it sound like I can just swing the door open and just make sure that the grounding pin stays in place, but in order to remove the door to get the shelf out, I'll have to untape the grounding strap from the door and just making sure that that's okay.
Checking.
And Pete, to clarify that, you know, the pictures in this procedure were obviously written at a time when the toilet stall wasn't here, so you can just open the door, but now, of course, you can't. So I could either kind of spin the door around to gain access to the shelf, but that would probably put some stress on the grounding strap that's taped. I would rather just remove the tape and remove the door completely.
Okay, copy. Yeah, that's our bad, and that is good context. We'll get back to you here in a few minutes. We got to talk it over real quick.
Okay, copy.
Station on 2 for Jessica and the door conundrum.
Go ahead.
So we're still talking about what this ground strap actually does and how important it is, but in the meantime, I've heard that Chris did this last week, so he might have the secret sauce to tell you how to get that panel off.
Yeah, he told me he just twisted the door around to free that area of the shelf. I can do that then if that's what you'd like me to do. He also agrees that taking the strap off would be better because you risk putting stress on the strap, of course, if you're twisting the door around and you can't even see it while you're doing that.
Okay, yeah, we copy. Give us another 5 minutes and I should have an answer for you. Station on 2 for Jessica and the mysterious ground strap.
Right on 2.
Thanks for waiting. We were talking it over just to make sure you'd be safe, and we agree that, yeah, you can just go ahead and untape it to get the panel off, and then when you're finished, just tape it back to the door.
Okay, that sounds good to me. Thank you.
Thank you. Station on 2 for Jack and T2.
Sensation, Jack's on 2 for T2.
Hey, so I understood there was a question about the drive belt from Orbit 1 being somewhat off-center on the big gear, and I'm hearing that's okay, and it's an expected and normal configuration.
Okay, great news. We'll pop the covers back on and move on.
Copy. Station on 2 for Sophie.
Station on 2 for UPA.
Go ahead, for UPA.
Yeah, well, they're connected between the UPA and the SSC. I know Sophie set that camera up earlier on the SSC. Do you want it on the SSC, or do you want it on the multi-port USB serial adapter LEDs like the procedure says?
We'd like it on the serial adapter, please.
Okay, so the same camera, I'll take it away from the SSC then?
Yep, that's a good read.
Copy.
Station on 2 for Sophie at your convenience.
Houston Station, Jackson 2 for TQ.
Go ahead, with you on 2.
Number alignment guides have been removed in step 16.7. I think that makes you guys go to power on the rack.
We copy. And if you can have Sophie give me a call when she has a second.
She's floating over now.
Sophie's ready to copy.
Hey, Sophie. Earlier when we did the Cupola ATU test with the built-in microphone, we couldn't hear you calling us, but, strangely, the software that records the audio did hear you calling, which is super bizarre. So can you please unplug the microphone on the Cupola ATU and give us a 10 count so we can see if it picks you up again?
Yeah, that's very interesting. Yeah, I'll try that in a minute.
Copy, thanks. Yeah, it's super weird. Station on 2 for Jessica. Quick question for you. So we don't have KU right now. Can you please let us know what the LED on serial port 1 of the adapter is showing us?
One is green and all the rest are red.
Copy. Thank you.
Welcome. So station Sophia 2 with a handheld mic from Cupola. Are you ready for my 10 count without the handheld mic?
We are ready.
Be in 10 seconds.
Copy.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
And Sophie, we actually did hear you that time. Thanks for doing that. You can go ahead and reconnect the handheld microphone, and I think we're complete.
Copy all, and the handheld mic is connected. Thank you.
Houston Station, Jackson on 2. I am also complete with the vacuum around the T2 area, so you're good to enable the smoke alarms in Note 3.
Copy.
And Sophie on 2 for Stowage.
Go ahead on 2.
As a follow-up to the 2.0 CQBs for EVA SpaceX 32 return bags, I removed from 2.0 CQB number 4058, two items. These are the lower arm 545 and lower arm 546. Both items were placed into 2.0 CDB 4080.
All right, thank you, Sophie. We copy all.
Welcome. Sensation on 2 for UPA.
Go ahead for UPA.
Yeah, just checking if you're ready for that next activity a little bit early or if you're still working.
We're still working on it.
Hey, copy. Do you think it'll be just for timeline or do you want to give me a call?
We'll actually give you a call. Yeah, Ethos says it's going to be a few minutes late. So we will let you know when we're ready.
All right, copy. Thanks. And Sophia 2 for T2.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I heard that Jack finished a little bit earlier on the T2 maintenance. And I know you have some checkout steps, but I would be interested in starting a little bit earlier as well, the T2 procedure, so that we can anticipate if there is any abnormal situation later.
Checking. All right, Sophie, yeah, we think we can get started here in a few minutes on T2. In the meantime, can you give us a status of the T2 LEDs?
Be checking. For the status LEDs, we have all nominal. That means all except 2 are lit, and the one that is not lit is 28-volt SLS, which is off OFF, and the data is blinking.
All right. Thank you, Sophie. That sounds good. You're go to move the camera over to T2 now, if you would like, and then we'll call you in a few minutes when we're ready to jump into the activities.
Would you mind if we start the activity at 4 GMT?
Yeah, that sounds good to us.
Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for Jessica and UPA.
Thank God it's for the UPA, Vincent. I thought maybe you were going to make me take some high-threat overseas security training.
This UPA. We are go for the 1535 activity. The procedure is pretty clear, but just to say it out loud since it's a little strange, this procedure will have you hold the space bar down while we do commanding from the ground. The other note we wanted to give you, we're going to keep the original plan was to keep the Node 3 camera set up for the next task, but we're going to let Sophie get ahead and do our T2 checkout. So instead, when we need a checkout of the lights, we'll just give you a call back and have you check that for us.
Hey, sounds good. I'll head over there now.
Thank you.
Houston Station on 2, ready to apply power to UPA.
Jessica, we copy. We're sending the commands now. We'll let you know when we're complete.
Copy. Houston Station on 2, looks like that procedure is complete. Let me know if you need anything else on the commanding.
All right, we agree. It looks good. So nothing else in this procedure. We'll call you back when we need you to check the LEDs for us.
Sounds good. Talk to you guys again soon.
Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for Sophie and T2 at your convenience.
And Station Sophie on 2 checking for the camera view in T2.
Looks like a good view to us.
So am I go to continue for the acoustic monitor?
Yes, you are. Go to continue.
Great. Thanks.
Station on 2 for Jessica.
And on 2.
Hey, Jessica. We are ready for you to check the color of the LED on the serial adapter port 1. If the LED is red, you are go to start your 1645 activity.
Okay, copy. I'll float over there now.
Thank you.
Houston Station on 2 for UPA.
Go ahead, on 2.
Complete with UPA closeout, and one question, it says the cables will be bundled on top of the SSC after the closeout. I should bundle all of those cables and also the serial adapter box. I didn't see anywhere else in that show note for those. So all of those items should be left on the PC?
Yep, that's a good readback. They should all be bundled up together.
Okay, and then like all of those things, you know, were in Ziploc bags and stuff like that. Should I have them in their bags and then return that CTV to the MCCTV pantry, or are we temp selling the CTV with the bags in it or something?
So the big picture is that we're temp stowing the cables and the adapter where they are, so that if the software doesn't work, we can go back and undo that. And then next week, we'll actually have an activity to put everything away and back. You got it.
Okay, copy. So what would you like with the plastic bags? Would they all get stowed in? I can just leave them bundled with the cables, I guess.
Yeah, we like that idea. Sorry, I didn't really answer that question, but yeah, you can leave the bags with the cables.
Yeah, the sound seems nominal, although it's hard to say nominal because we never use it on a cruise for T2, so, but there's no big sound that is, like, weird to us. And if you want, I can put the mic closer to the treadmill so that you can listen.
Copy, no weird sounds. We like that. And you do not need to move the microphone. We will take your word for it.
Okay. Houston, Sophie on 2 for T2.
Go ahead, Sophie.
2.16, and the unmanned speed characterization is complete. And I was just wondering, did you, about step 2.17, are we having a manned exercise session or not?
BME is saying that it is uncrewed. So the answer is no.
Yeah, so only uncrewed, and we don't execute step 2.17.
That is a good understanding.
Copy. So I will download the pictures as well as the video recording, and that will be complete.
Copy. Sounds good.
Question from Sophie, another question. I go to remove Note 3 camera now?
Yes, you are.
Gabrielle, thank you. Question from Sophie and two for T2 questions.
Go ahead, Sophie.
I was wondering if I go to perform the acoustic data transfer or if we need to leave this acoustic monitor for a few more minutes so that it records as well the ambient sound.
Copy. Good question. BME says you are go to proceed with the data transfer.
Great. Thank you. That's what station I'll do for AdSet.
We're with you on 2, Jessica. Good afternoon. And let's move over to Safety Ground 3, if you don't mind.
Okay, I'll meet you on 3. Houston Station, Sophie on 2 for Acoustic Monitor.
Go ahead, with you on 2.
I'm in the process of downloading the files on SSC7, and I think that the downloading process takes longer than what I'm used to. So I was wondering if I could have VME's assessment to help me on if it's nominal or not.
Stand by one, let me talk to him.
Yes.
All right, Sophie, what is that SSC number again? We're actually going to have Pluto jump on board and see what's up.
SSC number 7, and just as a heads up, everything looks phenomenal for the downlinking process until step 2.2, and I have file operations in progress 1, as mentioned in 2.2, but the download results window did not appear.
All right, copy. Good info, and we will see what Pluto finds.
Eureka, actually, I just have right now the download results. So, yeah, it took care longer than what I was used to do, but I think it works now. I think you did the magic but just being around.
Copy. Just the threat of Pluto connecting made the computer decide to work.
It's exactly what I thought. Yeah. Thank you, Pluto. We need you, clearly.
Station on 2. Just a heads up that we've got some ratty S-band coming up, so if you need us, you can always call us on 3 or 4.
Station copy.
Station on 2 for Jack with a quick T2 question.
Station, Jack's on 2.
Hey, Jack. Earlier today when you were doing the T2 maintenance, we were all just dying to know, how thick was the lint on the air filter?
I was supposed to report that. I guess about a millimeter. It was only on the one side. There was none on the other.
All right. Copy. 1 millimeter of lint. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Station Huntsville on Safety Ground 2 for Jack.
Still Station Jack on 2.
Hey, Jack, we have not received your Venus Flow questionnaire from yesterday's 0700 activity. Can you please resubmit it? And I have a procedure reference if you need it.
I think I know how to do it, and I will resubmit it for you.
Thank you.
Houston, station on 2 for the conference.
Go ahead.
Hey, we are, and we just got let in. We found one of the iPads, so we are good now.
Copy, glad to hear it.
Houston, Chris on 2 for Yedevay swap out, Oppo Yedevay swap. I've got Yedevay 1481 in my hand. And I'm looking at swapping it out with 1487, swapping out 1487 with 1481.
All right, Chris, we like those numbers. Your go.
Off you go.
Houston, Chris on 2 for offload data bay.
Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, offload data, the new offload data bay is 1481, and the green compressor hose is attached to the Padacha Tavlenia port on that data bay. The filling level indicator port is capped. One interesting thing, when we were taking off 1487, it seemed like the cap for the Air 3 connector was not there. Like, there was a cord for it, but there was no cap with it. I did find what looked like a spare cap in a Ziploc bag taped to the the hose, and so I just used that spare cap and tried to duct tape it onto the tether on that one. But that one does have a faulty cap, and maybe we've lost a cap at some point.
All right, we copy all. That is good data. And with that, no more calls. It's Friday. Enjoy your weekend.
And thanks. Have a good
day. You too, guys. See you Monday.